Monday, April 7th. It was another typical day in gym class. The exercises were pointless, the CCP kids were slacking off, and the gym teacher was yelling at them. I was still fuming about the Brandon situation. I can't believe it! It's like I've been bought and sold for a cruddy pizza, I ranted. Since it was still a bit too chilly to play tennis outside, we practiced inside by hitting tennis balls against the gym wall. It was actually very therapeutic for me since I needed something to help burn off all the negative energy I'd pent up inside. To put it bluntly, I was so ticked off, I wanted to smack something. But on a more positive note, my BFFs and I looked super cute in our chic tennis outfits. I thought Brandon was a really nice guy, but I didn't really know him at all, I fumed. Nikki, just calm down, Zoe said. I know it looks like the rumor might be true, but maybe Brandon bought the pizza with his allowance. Really? What idiot would spend a dime on a cruddy, queasy, cheesy pizza? I shot back.
A really hungry idiot? Chloe answered.
I got a great deal on a shrimp pizza there last week. But he said he owes me an apology, so that must mean the rumor is true. And why did he just walk away when I was trying to talk to him? I asked. I'm pretty sure it was probably because you were screaming at him about ruining your life, Zoe replied. But I could be wrong.
Maybe he walked away to go look for a rock. You did tell him to go slither back under a rock, right?
Chloe quipped. Okay, I'll admit it. That part was my fault. I just wish I knew for sure if all the stuff Mackenzie said about a dare is true, I said and whacked my ball even harder. Because now I'll never know if my very first kiss was just a big joke, and it's driving me crazy. I slammed my tennis ball in anger, and we barely managed to duck as it ricocheted off the wall and shot across the gym at what seemed like 100 miles an hour. Chloe raised an eyebrow at me.
Crazy is an understatement. Nikki, you're beating your poor tennis ball like it owes you money, she snarked.
Sorry, I muttered. Suddenly, Zoe's eyes lit up. Listen up, guys. I have an idea. And yes, I know it's crazy, but why don't we just call Queasy Cheesy and ask them to send us a copy of Brandon's receipt? Then, we can see if he personally paid for the pizza or if someone bought it for him because of a dare, like Mackenzie said. Sorry, Zoe, but Queasy Cheesy would never send a customer receipt to a bunch of silly, nosy girls like us, I grumbled.
I bet they would if they thought the silly, nosy girls were customers, Chloe squealed as she did jazz hands.
All we have to do is pretend to be Brandon.
OMG, that would totally work, Zoe agreed excitedly. We'll call and say he lost his receipt and needs a new copy. We can ask them to text a copy to us.
Are you guys nuts? I practically screamed at my BFFs. We can't pretend to be Brandon. Aren't there laws against that kind of thing? That's when Chloe and Zoe gave each other the look. And I knew from experience that the look meant they were going to try to sweet-talk me into doing something I didn't want to do. I absolutely hate being bamboozled.
Okay, Nikki, just forget about it, Zoe said, suddenly looking extremely bored as she bounced her tennis ball on her racket.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
If you want to live your life and then die, not ever knowing if your first kiss was possibly true love, go right ahead. Chloe yawned and picked at her nails. Well, Nikki, the good news is that when you're old and lonely, you can always spend your last days pondering whether or not Brandon bought his pizza with cash or won it from a dare. Cash or dare, cash or dare, cash or dare, cash. Okay, guys, stop it. Just stop, I yelled at them. Unfortunately, their bamboozling was working. As usual. You've made your point, I continued. This thing could haunt me for the rest of my life. I do want to know the truth, but I don't want to end up in jail trying to find out. And most important, I don't want to give Mackenzie the satisfaction of ruining my first kiss. So, what I'm trying to say is that I'd really appreciate your help on this, guys. We happily did a three-way fist bump to show our solidarity as BFFs and our commitment to uncovering the truth behind the rumor. Okay, my biggest worry is that Queasy Cheesy would never believe us, I explained. Why would Brandon suddenly need an emergency copy of an old pizza receipt from 2 days ago? Well, I don't know. Maybe he needs it for, tax purposes? Zoe said. Tax purposes. That does sound really legit, I said, tapping my chin deep in thought. You know what, Zoe? I think it just might work. I agree. It's brilliant. Pure genius, Chloe said excitedly. What does for tax purposes mean? Actually, I don't have the slightest idea, Zoe shrugged. But whenever my parents lose a receipt or important papers, people always send them new copies whenever they say it's for tax purposes. Yeah, I've heard my parents use that excuse too, I agreed. And it works like a charm. Wow, I think I'm going to try that the next time I bomb on a test, Chloe snickered. I'll just tell my teacher I lost the test paper with the bad grade and request a new test for tax purposes. Getting a do-over on a test for tax purposes could really boost my grades. Sorry, Chloe, but I don't think it'll fix bad grades, Zoe giggled. Hey, it wouldn't hurt to try, Chloe grinned. Anyway, I think we should make the call from the library phone so that it appears more official. Then Queasy Cheesy won't be as quick to blow us off since we're not adults, Zoe explained. Why don't we call during lunch tomorrow, I suggested. Hardly anyone hangs out in the library during lunch on Tuesdays. Chloe insisted on being the one to make the call as Brandon. She'd reasoned that since she'd read the most teen novels with hunky guys in them, she could really get inside their heads. Whatever that means. We also decided to have the receipt texted to Zoe's cell phone since it has better reception in the library than Chloe's and mine. My assignment is to pick up 3 library shelving assistant passes from the school office so we can leave the cafeteria during lunch to hang out in the library. And yes, I feel a little guilty about getting LSA passes to work in the library when we don't actually plan on shelving any books, but making that phone call to Queasy Cheesy and getting to the bottom of all the recent drama is a way more important task as far as I'm concerned. Because honestly, I just don't know if I can trust Brandon anymore. And the fact that our friendship is ending like this is absolute torture.